That's no. No, it's getting a little on the late side. I'm a little late coming on with news. It's just after 2 o'clock. Thing I would like to mention is a problem of evictions these days. If you remember the old days, well, since they brought in new legislation, them times are gone where the landlord came in, he shut off your electricity and gas, and he took the door out and the window out, and he almost physically threw you out the front door, or, well, went close to it anyway, sure. All of them days are long gone since we brought in new legislation to take care of the tenants' rights. So along comes a Saturday evening, and the landlord, well, he doesn't know about these little things, and he sets out about taking the door down and shutting off the gas and the electricity, and, well, he wants you out on the spot and all sorts of things, calls out the guards and whatever. What do you do? Naturally, you get on to the Flat Dwellers Association. But then when you ring up there, you find that, well, they only work Monday to Friday. Your solicitor, of course, is not available on a Saturday night. The guards aren't able to handle such matters. It's not within their field, unless there's an actual assault. Nobody can help. The local priest suggests you see your solicitor. He can't be got. What can you do? There's plain and simply nothing you can do. So the chances are you might end up thrown out in the street. So some of those Flat Dwellers Associations, there's such a case in Inchicore here, and it's in dire need of assistance, so perhaps someone connected in that line would contact the station, call up here as urgently as is humanly possible until we sort out something. As I said, the case is relatively urgent, and something be done. Those little details I said there, door removed from flat, window, well, I'm sure that'll be up by this evening. Gas is cut off, attempts made to cut the electricity off, and of course rent is paid up to date, and there's no trace of an eviction order. So the Flat Dwellers Association, as I said, out of action. They don't work except Monday to Friday, and there isn't anybody, including a solicitor. Well, you can't expect them to be on permanent call. So apparently there's nothing you can do until a Monday morning, until the court sit and all the rest of it. Perhaps someone in that field can help us out. We've tried everywhere, and they're all shut on Saturdays and Sundays. 758684, if you don't know our telephone number, perhaps give us a ring on the matter. That's about it. We should be up at 2:30, Dominican Convent in Ballyfermot. Ballyfermot Road there, a sponsored walk, as I said. Perhaps you'd like to join us. Yeah, there's a little bit of a rush outside now to take the battery out of the poor old Datsun into our nice Jag. It'll do a bit of leading on the walk, and away she goes. Now, is there anything else on top of that? There is the disco dancing, if you'd like to settle back into that. Disco dancing, the awards night I was put off there last Tuesday. It's on this Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Wednesday 25th, in the Gresham Hotel. That's the Disco Dancing Awards 1980. John Paul, some of the staff and everybody else down there. This Wednesday, Gresham Hotel, 8 o'clock. An item I hadn't time to delve into, the CB situation. Word is that they're now legalised. I haven't seen it as yet. Apparently since Friday last. CB legalised us now on 27 megs, which... 2 years to go before the AM is banished forever and it's settled onto FM. Good idea, I think. And a nice long time for anybody to stay on AM. I'll try and verify things on that and dig up a little more information for next Sunday. I'm sure something will appear in the papers before then. Until then, I think it's goodbye. God bless. It's after 2 o'clock, 7 minutes after 2. A nice record on the decks. Perhaps we'll keep it nice. And happy and all the rest of it. As somebody said there on radio very often, where is it heavily noted the last time he said it? He says, we're here to keep you happy. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to depress you too much. Peter Shelley. And if I can find the right switch for the right deck. Yeah, there it is. See you next Sunday around 1:30. Goodbye. God bless. You gotta win. about that. Wrong's pay. Didn't even notice it. Took the headphones off. Put the record on and sure, there you are. Maybe it'll sound better running a little slower. It's like the walks. We like to walk. Take it nice and easy.
And company on the oldies program, the bit we had with apologies to all concerned for request dedications or whatever. We've a couple more. Hello to Martina and Tony, Bernie, Alan, Tina, Sean, Enda, Des, Mary and Kenny. And that comes in from a girl in Ballyboden. And once again, hello to all the big sea breakers. And that comes in from the rabbit. For all you walking fans this afternoon up there in the Dominican Convent, Ballyfermot, we'll see you in a few minutes. And from yours truly, Shea West, it's cheery bye, good afternoon, God bless, and do take care of yourselves, won't you?
One and two. down the street, Wool Hypermarket now have bargains bigger and better than ever before. Carpet your home from top to bottom at the lowest than ever cost. Decorate with our top quality wallpapers, still at 1979 prices. So remember, folks, it's got to be Thomas Street Wool Hypermarket for carpet, lino, paint and wallpaper at rock bottom prices. Thomas Street Wool Hypermarket, through the arch facing John's Lane Church. We're open 6 days a week and on Sunday afternoon between 2 and 6 o'clock. So remember, it's got to be Thomas Street Wool Hypermarket.
Spring is here again.
And that means it's time to clean up the old and bring in the new. The Red Corner Shop has the most incredible selection of furniture, including solid pine tables, rush seat chairs, and kitchen dressers, all at the lowest possible cost. And the Red Corner Shop will cut our prices down to virtually nothing, but not our standards. At the Red Corner Shop, you can forget inflation.
Have you tried ice skating yet? Well, what are you waiting for? For a great night out, great atmosphere, and great sounds, go to the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn. We have two sessions daily, Monday to Friday, 2.30 till 5.30, and 7.30 till 11 o'clock. At weekends, we have three sessions daily, 10.30 till 1 o'clock, 2.30 till 5.30, and 7.30 till 11 o'clock. Don't worry about learning, we have specially trained tutors who will show you how to do it. So remember, for a different night out, go to the Dublin Ice Rink Dolphin's Barn. You can phone us at 752-170. That's 752-170. We also have a supervised car park and our very own skate shop. Remember, Dublin Ice Rink, Dolphin's Barn. Put a glide in your stride. Go ice skating at the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn.
I'm Well, hello and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Afternoon Show. This is Phil with you once again for Until 4 O'Clock. And there was a new release from a group called Overload, and it was called Who Are You? Well, it's 19 minutes past 2 here on Radio Dublin. And I've got a press dedication going out to the show this afternoon. I've been asked to play it about 2:15. We're a little late, but it's good afternoon anyway to the Whitehead family, especially the three boys, Stephen, Mark and Patrick. And that comes in from their father, Jimmy. Well, good afternoon to all of you. I hope you like this number from the Pretenders. It's called Message of Love. Now the reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other,
take care of each other.
Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all up in the gutter. All of us are looking into the stars. Look around you. Life is unkind. And that was requested by the father, Jimmy. So good afternoon once again to all of you out there. I hope you are still tuned. And reminding you that you're listening to Radio Dublin broadcasting on 253 metres. We're also open our second channel, that is on 240 metres. And on the FM band, that's 90.2. And on shortwave, we're on 6910 kilohertz. That's our shortwave band. Right now, we're going to continue with some more music for you, and our phone number is 758-684 if you'd like to ring in with your requests and dedications this afternoon. And if Mike's listening, I wonder, could you do the needful? This is Adam and the Ants. They're having car trouble.
A few